Harper Audio presents Michael Tolliver Lives, written and read by Armistead Maupin. Copyright 2007 by Armistead Maupin. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1, Confederacy of Survivors. Not long ago, down on Castro Street, a stranger in a Giants parka gave me a loaded glance as we passed each other in front of Cliff's Hardware. He was close to my age, I guess, not that far past 50, and not bad-looking either in a beat-up, Bruce Willis-y sort of way, so I waited a moment before turning to see if he would go for a second look. He knew this old do-si-do as well as I did, and hit his mark perfectly. "Hey," he called, "you're supposed to be dead." I gave him an off-kilter smile. Guess I didn't get the memo. His face grew redder as he approached. "Sorry, I just meant it's been a really long time, and sometimes you just assume, you know." I did know. Here in our beloved Gayberry, you can barely turn around without gazing into the strangely familiar features of someone long believed dead. Having lost track of him in darker days, you had all but composed his obituary and scattered his ashes at sea. When he shows up in the housewares aisle at Cala Foods to tell you he's been growing roses in Petaluma for the past decade. This happens to me a lot, these odd little supermarket resurrections, so I figured it could just as easily happen to someone else. But who the hell was he? "You're looking good," he said pleasantly. "Thanks, you too." His face had trenches like mine, the usual wasting from the meds, a fellow cigar store Indian. "You are Mike Tolliver, right?"
"Michael, yeah, but I can't quite—"
"Oh, sorry." He thrust out his hand.